I deal with it every day, man.
I know every day you got to do this.
I deal with it every day.
That's right.
I mean, hold on. It's like this. Man,
what? I'm double sponsored, baby.
Yeah, I deal with it every day.
You are the strangest person when it comes to this stuff.
What?
Let's talk about me. I'm double sponsored.
That's yeah. right. I am.
Yeah.
I got not one. I actually have more than one, but I don't want to get carried away. Don't forget Owen New Realm Brewing. It is phenomenal. It's a craft lager. W Sauce, Fireshire, little Bloody Mary mix. Also, Zeno, the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic, November 25th at Eagle Watch. There's still some spots available, and maybe you can get in as a sponsor as well. New Realm's going to be there. Our friends at Twin Peaks are going to be there. Our friends at Finley Roofing is going to be there, so and more to come. Go to the 1999 The Game website, the events page, Zeno, click on it. And you can sign up today. And maybe you can play with Mark Zeno. You never know.
Hi, Mark Zeno, sponsored by Prozac and Viagra. Thanks.
Hey, man, you got to do as you do.
Blue Chew.
Now, let's get to Mark Zeno's favorite radio host, not named me.
Mm.
Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, God. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
And no. We're not doing that because then it comes back on me.
Well, that's what I was hoping for.
No, we're not doing that.
Because any way I can hijack your segment is to get it right back on you.
We're not having any beef between you and people.
Speaking of which, you talk about meat a lot, I realized.
Because I'm the meat man.
Do you say the word meat a lot?
I'm the meat man.
Okay.
Not the meat man the is topic. Back.
I'm with you. Just know that I'm with you. But I'm not going to keep talking because he'll never get to the point.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, you know what
now
I mean?
Thank you, Michael. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Yeah. You got to lay out.
Yeah.
Understood.
That's right. Anyways, I'm assuming a Georgia fan because Vance from Georgia called the Feinbaum show and he was trying to get to his point, but he kept getting interrupted.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Hey, Vance, exactly who is there?
My damn cat.
Oh, okay.
And Mark, that's your future.
What? How did I get?
When did this even happen, man?
Oh, my God.
It happened a couple of days on the Feinbaum show. Vance calls in and he's talking and you keep hearing meow, meow, meow. And all of a sudden this guy starts screaming and Feinbaum, I don't think could hear the cat. So he's really confused. He's like, well,
yeah,
I think he thought a domestic dispute was about to happen.
Yeah.
And it was just Vance's cat.
My damn cat.
I have a complicated history with Paul Feinbaum.
You don't like him, do you?
Why is that?
I respect what he's been able to do with as little talent as he has. I think there's something to be said for that. I also spent a lot of time in college. Remember, the SEC Network and Paul Feinbaum were not around until I was out of college.
He was on Jocks when
he
was around.
On Jocks in Birmingham. And it was the same show. All right. Then SEC Network comes around. They hire him. They do all the same thing just on TV. Man, he was not complimentary through most of my college career of things going on in Tuscaloosa or the fan base that would call in. And that's one of the reasons he kind of made a shtick. I'm hoping that shtick for a lot of these personalities is kind of on its way out, to be honest with you. The whole, I'm going to say something that outrages your fan base and makes other ones smile and this, that, and the other, and then I'll just take callers that are outrageous. I don't know, man. Complicated history. Respect the things he's been able to do. I really do. But not a massive fan of the format. I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I echo those same sentiments about other people.
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't. You know, I take shots 24/7 around here, but I just don't think this is the time. I'm trying to keep you out of trouble.
I mean, listen, can I tell you what the definition of trouble is? Me for the next 2 hours by myself. Who the hell? I mean, aren't you supposed to be in charge around here? Like, nobody checked that decision as a bad idea.
Hey, you know, first off.
Like, you guys have realized at this point, I'm better off, like, as the third wheel and only speaking when spoken to.
You're going to be able to soft toss it and knock it out of the park.
You know,
ask yourself questions and then hammer them
Mark,
home.
Mark, what did you say in the break?
Congratulations?
No.
Oh.
About your tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Here lies a guy who should have had better friends and a better agent.
Yeah. Well, it's impossible to have either if you keep talking yourself out of them. All right? And that's what you're doing right now.
Bo Morgan, motivational speaker. Look at that. Hey, everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
You can still change the things. Look, before we get to the end of the show, I do want to bring up the fact that you do get United tonight at 8:30. You do get the Hawks tonight at 7:30. I think that my my remote finger is going to be rolling. Yeah, am I supposed to talk about the Yankees?
Yes.
Wait, no.
You get that tonight.
No.
At 8:08.
I don't. I'm going to be watching the Hawks, at least for the first half, and then I'm going to be flipping over to United. You'll get Jason Longshore, Mike Conti on Star, I believe, Bo.
Yes,
tonight,
that's
calling
right.
That game. That'll be really interesting to watch. Then, of course, you'll get Inter Miami here next Saturday in the bins for that matchup. Did you watch the Hawks the other night? What did you think about them? Any feelings of the Hawks, what they might be this season? They got the close victory over the Nets. Should have been a little bit more out of hand, but couldn't hit their free throws, man.
Dude, somebody...
I bet the over 222.5 and had to sweat it out till the final minute where they scored like 30 points in the final minute of the game.
Yeah.
That's the only way you view sports, ain't it? A money line.
I need to run my locks by him that we picked about an hour ago.
Listen, I'm trying to go to game three with the kids. I need money.
Yeah.
I've had this debate all week long on ESPN.
Trying to take the kids to the series?
I mean, it would cost me at least $7,000.
Yeah.
$7,000 or $8,000 to go. And I'm seriously contemplating doing it.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you have the second highest payroll in Major League Baseball.
I don't care. My kids would remember going to a World Series game at 9 for the rest of their lives. Like, I was talking about my brother and all of our friends. I'm like on a group text with you know, all of our kids growing up together. We had to wait 20 years to go to a World Series game, to go see a World Series happen in front of us. Like, getting my kids to one right now would be a memory for a lifetime.
I completely agree. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
What do you have coming up?
What do you have coming up? Since we're already doing the crossover, man. What softball are you going to toss yourself and then subsequently knock out of the park?
Who can't beat who this weekend?
I will get it out of the way, okay? I'll give you my mea culpa like I did on social media about Georgia, Texas. But I also will set the record straight, as Mr. Shapiro and Mr. Butler like to misquote me.
Misquoted.
Of course.
Or just misunderstood, man.
That's more
like
it.
That's the story of your life.
No.
Misunderstood.
There's a lot here, Mike. I wasn't really prepared for a therapy session. But, you know, if you'd like to peel back the covers, I'm willing to do so.
That's what the listeners can expect for the next 2 hours in the Zen House.
You kind of open up for it. You know, you kind of ask for it.
I just make myself an easy target. I mean, I'm like.
But look, man, you have your
thoughts,
like
Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
And you
just a very easy target.
There's something beautiful about that, my friend.